Tammy Martin with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Keani Richardson with me with Navarre Montessori Academy. Good morning, Keani. How are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And if you have any questions for Keani, please call or text 437-1620. We would be happy to answer those questions for you this morning. We hope that you're having a fantastic Tuesday morning, making it through the work week. We're going to get there, right, Keani?
Yes.
Slowly but surely.
It's a beautiful week.
It is. So let's talk a little bit about Montessori. Some people actually don't know what Montessori is.
Right, yes.
So let's talk about what you offer for the children, how it's different than normal.
Yeah, Montessori is an educational method. The traditional method usually have the teacher teaching the children in a classroom of 15, 20 children, and the teacher has all the tools for the children. Sometimes what happens is that the children knows more than what the teacher is teaching, mm-hmm. or they know less, but the teacher goes on a pace, and they have a weekly plan, and they have to go through that weekly plan. Now, what causes that is that the children might need tutoring after that, or might be so ahead that it will show behavior issues because mm-hmm. the child knows it already. So in Montessori, we give the child the freedom in the classroom and we put all the materials in the classroom that the child needs. So the child can go and walk around the classroom and get what they need to learn. Okay. So we base our teaching on in observation. So we observe what the child is interested in and we give the child the tools and the materials for them to learn.
So is it like if you think how traditional school is, where they have math class mm-hmm. and then they, is that how they do it? They have a math time and then they go find math things?
No, it's not like that. It is open when they're young, like mm-hmm. for example, up to kindergarten when they're young.
Okay, so we're talking about 18 months. That's what you see, 18 months right now to kindergarten.
To kindergarten, yes.
Okay.
Where they're young, they have the freedom in the classroom to choose what they want to choose, right?
Okay.
And it is our job as a lead teachers, as a Montessori teacher, so we're trained to choose, okay, so the child needs to learn how to count. How I'm going to prepare the classroom so the child loves that area and go to the area so I can attract the child to that area and wants to learn what mm-hmm. we have. Now, education has seen like something boring, like, oh, you know, I have to sit down and learn. And that is not in Montessori. Montessori, they learn through playing. And we don't call it toys because it's not a toy, mm-hmm. it's a material, and we give them lessons. And they learn through playing. So they are playing, they are working with the material, and they are exploring what it's count 1 to 10, and then what it's 0, and what it's, you know, tens and hundreds, and let's add. Mm-hmm. And they love learning because they are playing what they learn.
Okay.
And that's how children learn.
So you're fostering a love of learning.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. And I know we talked about you also teach them Spanish.
Yes, we do Spanish in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we do when they come home and they don't know any Spanish, mm-hmm. There's a lot of repetition. Buenos días, that is good morning. Buen provecho, that's kind of a bon appetit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ponte los zapatos, put your shoes on. And little phrases like that mm-hmm. so they can get okay. used to the Spanish. Then in primary, that is third 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and 6 years, that is kindergarten. Then we start numbers, and it's a lot of repetition because memorization is repetition, memorization mm-hmm. of the calendar, and it's more a little bit more at their level, Spanish. Now, we are opening first to third grade. That is a little bit more, it's a little more exposure to Spanish because okay. they can sit down a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. So it's more instruction in Spanish. Also, we talk Spanish. So it's the best mm-hmm. way to learn a language is talking the language.
And hearing it, right?
Yes.
So you would say it in English and in Spanish for them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very nice. And so you have children 18 months to kindergarten, but you're moving and you're opening a bigger
yes.
facility. That's so exciting. Yes. Congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
And you're going to have first through third grade.
Yes, we will.
Very good.
Right now we have 7 openings. The classroom is going to be 15 children. with a teacher that is Montessori trained. Mm-hmm. That means that the teachers have to have a bachelor's degree, mm-hmm. and then they go to a Montessori training. Because our school is part of the America Montessori Society, mm-hmm. we have to have teachers that are Montessori trained. And you know, just so you know, Montessori is a name that anybody can carry, but not everybody follows the standards of Montessori.
Okay.
So we follow the standards of Montessori, and we have Montessori teachers, trained teachers in each classroom. So the first to third grade will have a Montessori trained teachers, and we are very excited about it. And we have openings for that. The other classroom have a wait list. But that classroom, I'm very excited.
So the first to third grade has openings.
Yes.
But the 18-month to kindergarten does not right now. Yes. There's a wait list for that. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Keani Richardson with Navarre Montessori Academy. If you have any questions, please text or call 437-1620. You can also head over to MontessoriNavarre.com. If you're like, okay, I've been looking for a Montessori school, or maybe I want to know more about it, you can head on over there, or you can email info@MontessoriNavarre.com. They'd be happy to respond with you and get your questions answered. You can also call 710-3879. And so also, you know, we talk about standardized testing a lot. And that's not what you do at the school.
No. Well, if the parent, let's say the parent wants a standard test, we inform them. We can get that going. But the children... it is interesting because we are mature enough to say, okay, there's a test. I need to study for a test. But when they are kindergarten, first grade, right. second grade, they can show you in a standard mm-hmm. test what they know, but not necessarily, because they can show you in so many different ways what they know.
Okay, yes.
You know, they can tell you this is five, but they not necessarily show you on a screen mm-hmm. or on paper.
Oh, very good. And so you really view them as people and not, you know, individuals.
Yeah.
They're and how they can show you, and not just everyone gets the same test and show us what you know.
Yes.
Every child is unique, and they can show you in their own way how they learned it.
Yes. And it depends on the question you ask a child. Mm-hmm. You know, you can ask one child one question and they know the answer, but it's how you ask the question. You know, when I was in college, I had to take a semester or how to test children. And nowadays when I see the test, like, well, this child, you have to know that some children first language is not English. So how mm-hmm. do you expect a child that the first language is not English to pass a test that is in English?
Right.
So there are different things that you have to consider in order to test a child and to see if the child knows what you're teaching.
Right. And, you know, and you're classroom, you really try to create respectful and loving connections with each child.
Yes.
Get to know each child on their own level.
Connect before correction. You know, connection before correction. Every child, it is their own person. Mm-hmm. And if we create that connection with the child, we will have so much less behavior issues, because we will know, okay, the child is misbehaving because it didn't sleep, because it didn't eat, is hungry, mm-hmm. is getting sick. There are so many reasons the child will cry. There are so many reasons the child will throw a tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
It's just connect with the child and give the child the tools so the child can talk to you and understand their behavior and understand their feelings before making a judgment.
And this works for the little bitties?
The little ones.
Like the 18 to
we have to have a lot of communication with the parent.
Okay.
Because they don't talk. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, the child is crying more. Is it teething? Is it, you know, it has a rash. Maybe it has uh-huh. a rash, or, you know, something happened, didn't sleep well. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of communication with the parents. We are a teamwork in the classroom with the parents, because
that's
the parents
so
are
important.
The first educator.
Yeah, that's so important to make sure you're on the same page as the parent and you're working with them, with each child individually.
Yes.
And not just blanket coding. Oh, well, everyone's hungry right now, so they're all going to eat.
And the child doesn't, why did my child didn't eat? It's like, well, it was time to eat.
And I know, and they didn't want to, so. Yeah. I have a two-year-old granddaughter, and they don't have quite that at her daycare. Mm-hmm. It's not here in Pensacola. But, she'll come home and eat my daughter out of house and home. She's like, did you eat today? I'd be like, what is going on?
Well, there is sometimes they eat a lot.
Yeah, and she eats and eats and eats. She's still hungry. She's like, what's going on?
There are some other times that they don't eat. And that is a completely different topic. Mm-hmm. But there are some pediatricians talk about that behavior. Sometimes they are growing and they want to eat everything like a caterpillar.
But I said that to say it's good that you have that communication open with the parents. Because the parents say, yeah, when we were home last night, they ate us out of house and home, or they're not sleeping well.
Okay.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so having that connection is great that you really want it to be a team.
Yes, yes, definitely. And if you have a good communication with the parents, you know, in the school, we have good communication. We have apps to communicate with the parents.
Okay, good.
That is something that helps us a lot to see, oh, you know, the child didn't sleep last night. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's kind of the family is in town and they want to be at home.
They want to be at home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there are many factors that, you know, get the behavior to be different.
Absolutely. If you want more information, you can go to MontessoriNavarre.com or send an email at info@MontessoriNavarre.com or give them a call, 710-3879. They are expanding. They are moving to 9540 Navarre Parkway. They should be opening in August.
Yes.
Yes, that's so exciting. First through third grade. And so in this facility, are you still having 18 to kindergarten and first through third grade in one facility?
Yes. Okay. There are different classrooms because of the state law. First through third needs to be in a totally different classroom.
Okay.
Each classroom, anyways, have their own bathrooms.
Okay.
And they don't have to go outside the classroom for anything. But when we go outside and play every day, they have time outside. They need that time outside.
Oh, yes.
I have seen some first or second public school that they don't have time outside.
Oh my.
Which is not our case. They do need that time. Those gross motor skills need to be still working on, and they need to run and be wild for a little bit.
Yes. My little, I call her my little, she's 8. She went to a school that was very rigid and strict, and she's the child that needs, like you said, to get out. And she went there for a few years. She's in the second grade now. So we switched schools for that, actually for that reason. It's because they want them to go play, go run. Yeah. They eat outside.
They need to play.
If it's sunny out, they are out there. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, because it just helps their brains to be able to listen better when they get back in the class, get that energy out. They're not fidgety. We were trying to read a book report book last night, and we got through about 20 minutes, and she's just, I think her toes were on her head. Like, I don't even know. I'm like, okay, 10-minute break.
Yeah. Well, it is sometimes we expect the children to be adults, and they're children.
They're children, exactly.
If imagine yourself, like, personally, I cannot sit down more than 30 minutes. I have to, okay, I'm done. I'm going to move around. I'm going to go back to what I need to do.
Right, I do the same thing.
So the children need that time, too. They need to move. Okay, so 20 minutes. We time it 20 minutes. That's enough. Let's take a walk. Sometimes, even with kindergartens, they have a good time for them to focus. Mm-hmm. And what I stop when I'm in the classroom. Okay, 20 minutes, just go walk, get a break, and come back, and then we'll focus. That helps them understand too, okay, I can take breaks and go back to my work and feel comfortable about themselves.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am speaking with Keani Richardson with Navarre Montessori Academy. If you have any questions, you can call or text or comments, 437-1620. You can head on over to their website, MontessoriNavarre.com, or send them an email, info@MontessoriNavarre.com, or give them a call, 710-3879. They have some exciting things coming up in August. They're opening to first through third grade. So if you're looking for a school for your child that maybe you feel like your child want your child to have a different experience, learn a different way, this is a great opportunity.
We also focus a lot of positive discipline. What we do is we focus on the positive. For example, it's easy to see, oh, my child is misbehaving today. Well, instead of looking at what they're doing wrong, let's see what they are doing right. Let's see, oh, my child is being kind. My child put the things away. And instead of looking at the bad things, look at the good things and thank them for that little thing they did.
And that makes a big difference.
Yes, because they're going to be focusing on those good things. They're going to be looking for to be kind, to be respectful. To, for example, in a classroom, it is silly, but the toddlers like to run. They're toddlers. So we focus a lot. Okay, inside, let's walk. Mm-hmm. And every time we see them walk, it's like, oh, I noticed that you're walking. Thank you. Can you show your friend how to walk? And they love it because they go like, this is how we walk when they're older. Or like they're like 3 years old. They're like, look how I'm walking. Walk with me to the 18-month old. Mm-hmm. So they're the leaders and they guide and they have those leadership skills. And then when they go to primary, that's 3 years, to kindergarten, they continue that. And then you see, oh, you know, I noticed that you help your friend putting the things away. Thank you. That's very kind of you. Mm-hmm. And if we focus on that, they will come back. It's like, oh, I was respectful. I put my things away. Or I am keeping my classroom neat and beautiful, which we mm-hmm. focus on those things. And if you Google Montessori classroom, you will see everything in order. And they keep it like that way. It's not the teachers that are after
really
them. They keep it that way. They can do beautiful things. You cannot
do you
imagine.
See this overflowing to home? Do the parents come back and say, you know,
oh yes,
they clean their room.
Yeah, they put things away, huh? And they also, we teach them how to help the friends, so they will tell mom and dad, hey, that doesn't go there. They're like, oh yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that respect. If we respect them for who they are, mm-hmm. they will respect us, and that connection will stay there.
Absolutely. And we were discussing earlier that you're a bilingual school and you teach the children Spanish. So that's so fun. And so that's great, especially at that young age, to get that second language in. I know that's when their brains just are sponges and they soak up all that information. So that's great.
I wish I learned how to talk English at that age, because right now I can write it, I can mm-hmm. speak, but right now the children are the ones, Miss Gianni, this is how you say it.
Really?
Yes.
That's
like,
so
this
fun.
Is how you say English words. Like, oh, okay, thank you.
And how long have you been a Montessori teacher?
I've been a Montessori teacher for 7 years.
Okay.
Before that, I was a traditional teacher. Mm-hmm. I used to teach geometry for high schoolers.
Wow.
And before that, I used to be an algebra teacher, and I have my personal experience with Montessori, which my niece and nephew were in a Montessori school. And I saw the change of them when they go to a public school mm-hmm. after they went to a Montessori. When they went on Montessori, they have this wanting to go to school, this wanting mm-hmm. to put everything neat back in the place. They were very organized. They go to the school very happy. And then when they switch to the public school, I see them like, oh, I have homework. I don't have to do it. I have to read. There are things that comes within the children that if we motivate them enough, they will continue wanting to do it. But if we punish them for not doing it, their flame, their mm-hmm. wanting to do it, it kind of like goes away. And that, you know, I saw that change. And I saw it being in a public system, a teacher. They just want to learn because of a test. Mm-hmm. That's why in my school, we don't see them as a test. We see them as children, and they need to learn how. Because we cannot put the book in their head. We have to encourage them and motivate them. And when I was a teacher before, that took my flame too. They took mm-hmm. my wanting to teach, because how am I going to teach for a test? I want to teach for them to learn and to, you know, they will pass a test if they mm-hmm. love what they're doing.
Right. And so there, I think our school in Pensacola that's Montessori goes to 8th grade.
I'm not sure about
I'm not sure either. Are there any other schools that go higher than 3rd grade Montessori in Navarre?
Oh, not in Navarre. In Navarre, there mm-hmm. is no Montessori schools. There are other Montessori schools. There is, for Walton, there is, that is like 30 miles from us, and there are another Garvey's 30 miles.
Okay. And so I had this odd question. Can you do homeschooling Montessori? Is there a curriculum for that?
Well, there is ways. That this is the thing. Montessori is not just a book. Mm-hmm. Montessori is a way of teaching. So if
I see. Okay, that's why you went to extra schooling.
Yes.
To learn how to teach it.
Yes, because it's not like, oh, this is Montessori. No, this is a way we teach in Montessori. Mm-hmm. We still teach the same things in a way of, you know, Montessori do it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are doing it at home, there are several things that you can do. Focus on the positive at home. You know, have the child, I don't know if it's your child's 1st grade, 2nd grade, mm-hmm. or it's in kindergarten, or is in a toddler. There are several things that you can do depending on their age. And it's some people have a misunderstanding. of doing, you know, letting them be free and do whatever they want. And it's not Montessori. Montessori have a freedom in the classroom, and we have a classroom set up for the child. And if the child's walking around and not knowing what to do, then we guide the child to see, okay, what the child needs to work on.
Okay.
And sometimes they cannot find a word, so we help them find a word.
Okay, I was wondering that. I think people do have a misconception, like if we're just running wild and we're not learning, you just go pick a toy and play with it. No, that's not. You guide them to what they need to learn, and then once they pick a toy, then you're going to sit there with them and not a toy.
A material. Thank you for reminding me. Yes.
It is a material, and then that's whenever you see what they're interested in and help them learn that.
Yes, I have, you know, for example, if your child, let's say they don't pick anything. Mm-hmm. I have children that they just want to observe the chickens. Like right now, we grew the chicken from the egg, and that was our project. Like seeing the egg, we light the egg, and they see how the egg developed, and now we have chickens in our classroom. So the child just wanted to observe the chickens. Now, my job, Ms. Evia's job as a Montessori teacher is like, okay, he's fascinated with the chickens. What are we going to do now to develop that vocabulary, to develop language, to develop the math skills? So what we did, we created material for that child that have chickens in it, eggs.
Nice.
So the child's like, oh, you know, it's interest in that material based on what he is interested in.
Very good way to explain it. That really makes sense. So you found out what he was interested in, and it developed the material around that, so he was interested in learning.
Yes.
Which develops a love for learning over time.
Because it's not like, oh, I have to sit down and
do
math.
No, that's great.
It's
that's
just
a great way to do it.
Something that I'm interested in. So I'm going to work with that.
Absolutely. That's awesome. If you need more information, you can go to MontessoriNavarre.com or info@MontessoriNavarre.com. You can email. Give them a call at 710-3879. This is Keani Richardson with Navarre Montessori Academy. If you have any questions, want to join in the conversation, it's 437-1620. We're talking all things Montessori about her school. It's a really neat school. Getting to know the children, what they're interested in. And like you said, it's not a free-for-all. The kids aren't just running around.
No. There's
some
a lot
people
of
get that misconception about. I'm telling you, they do. They're like, these kids are just... I can do whatever I want, but that's not the case.
No, we observe the children. That's why we go to school for Montessori, and we observe the children. And that's why when you go in the classroom of a Montessori classroom, you can see them working and focus on some lessons.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. She is opening first through third grade in August, so you don't want to miss out a spot. She doesn't have too many spots left, so give them a call, 710-3879, or visit MontessoriNavarre.com. I hope you have an amazing
Tuesday. Great Tuesday. Thank you.